Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Are you expecting a promise from God to be fulfilled? Are you trusting God for a financial breakthrough? But are you facing seemingly insurmountable odds? If so, you got to make sure that your faith is strong and unmovable. You must believe, as Abraham and Sarah did, and stand firm until your victory appears.
Romans 4, verses 17 through 22, in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations. He was appointed our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and speaks to the non-existent things that he has foretold and promised as if they already existed. For Abraham, human reason for hope being gone, hoped in faith that he should become the father of many nations, as he had been promised, so numberless shall your descendants be. He did not weaken in faith when he considered the utter impotence of his own body, which was as good as dead because he was about 100 years old, or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's deadened womb. No unbelief or distrust made him waver, doubting, question concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong and was empowered by faith as he gave praise and glory to God." I like that, honey. Praise and glory to God.
That's the key.
"Fully satisfied and assured that God was able and mighty to keep his word and do what he had promised. That is why faith was credited to him as righteousness, right standing with God."
Wow. That's a powerful passage of scripture.
It is.
Now let's look. It's seven ways to build strong faith. Number one, seeing things as they can be and eventually will be and not as they are right now. Two scriptures confirm this point far better than anything we could ever say or write.
First is Romans 4, verse 17. 4:17 in the Message Bible says it this way. "When everything was hopeless, Abraham believed anyway, deciding to live not on the basis of what he saw, he couldn't do, but on what God said he would do."
You know, as I think about each of you on this call and those who listen to the playback and what God can do in your lives, you know, I think you should personalize that scripture, Romans 4:17, something like this. "When everything was hopeless, Clay believed anyway, deciding to live not on the basis of what he saw. He couldn't do, but what he saw he couldn't do, but on what God said Clay would do."
Hallelujah.
Wow. Personalize that for you. Make all the difference in the world. Wow.
Hebrews 11:1 in the Classic Amplified Bible. "Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses."
Wow.
Or at least not revealed to the senses yet.
Yeah,
right, honey?
That's right. Number two, realizing your hope for the future is not based on what you perceive with your natural senses, what we just read. Your hope, our hope, is based on God's promises found in his word.
Psalm 130, verse 5 of the New Living Translation. "I am counting on the Lord. Yes, I am counting on him. I have put my hope in his word."
Always remember, no matter the situation, there's only one place where you need to place your hope.
Psalm 39, verse 7 in the New Living Translation. And so, Lord, where do I put my hope? My only hope is in you.
When we put our hope in the Lord, it should never be as a last resort.
Psalm 25, verse 5 in the New Living Translation. Lead me by your truth and teach me, for you are the God who saves me. All day long, I put my hope in you.
Your hope will remove all the doubts of the enemy.
Hallelujah. Psalm 94, verse 19 in the New Living Translation. When doubts fill my mind, your comfort gave me renewed hope and cheer.
Hallelujah. Your hope in God empowers you.
Yes.
With the confidence of his protection.
And guidance and everything else.
Yes.
But yes. Job 11, verse 18. Job 11, verse 18 in the New Living Translation. Having hope will give you courage. You will be protected and will rest in safety.
Steadfast hope in God will bring its own reward to you. Don't doubt it.
Proverbs 23, verse 18 in the New Living Translation. You will be rewarded for this. Your hope will not be disappointed.
Number three. Remember, it's not what the tests show or what the doctor says, but rather what the great physician says.
Hallelujah.
Have you ever talked to a couple who tried to have children for 1, 2, 5, or 10 years and have given up, or been told by a doctor they'd never have a child? Frustration and doubt rob them of hope. Can you imagine how Abraham must have felt?
The scripture in Romans 4:19 in the Message Bible tells us, Abraham didn't focus on his own impotence and say, it's hopeless. This 100-year-old body could never father a child, nor did he survey Sarah's decades of infertility and give up.
No matter how long you've been dealing with a certain circumstance, your focus should be to never give up or doubt the promises in the Word of God. In fact, I have a child named after me for a couple that I prayed with that they would get pregnant and have a baby.
Hallelujah.
And they did. Hallelujah. You know, also, honey, tonight we heard somebody talking about how when they were 39, they had cancer surgery. And the doctor told them wouldn't live very long. And that was 21 years ago.
That's right.
Listen,
hallelujah.
Doctors are wise, but the Word of God covers it all.
Amen.
Number four, decide to never question or doubt what the Word of God says.
Romans 4:20 in the Contemporary English Version. But Abraham never doubted or questioned God's promise.
You're allowed to question what your wife, husband, children, parents, best friend, employer, and even your pastor says, but you must never doubt or question the promises of God. The list of people I just named may unintentionally lie to or disappoint you, but God, I love that, but God is not a man that he should lie.
Numbers 23:19 in the New Living Translation. God is not a man, so he does not lie. He is not human, so he does not change his mind. Has he ever spoken and failed to act? Has he ever promised and not carried it through?
Hallelujah. Number five, when you give credit where credit's due, you'll grow stronger. I mean, it's really simple. When you give praise and glory to God, you grow stronger.
Romans 4, verse 20 in the Classic Amplified Bible. He grew strong and was empowered by faith as he gave praise and glory to God.
Personalize that. Michelle grew strong and was empowered by faith as she gave praise and glory to God. Klaus grew strong and was empowered by faith as he gave praise and glory to God. Hallelujah. Bruce. We got a great testimony from Bruce. We'll have to share that.
Yeah.
Bruce grew strong and was empowered by faith is he gave praise and glory to God. When we don't give praise and glory to God, something will die inside us.
Acts 12:23 in God's Word Translation says, immediately an angel from the Lord killed Herod for not giving glory to God. Herod was eaten by maggots and he died.
You have the choice.
There's really only one choice.
That's it. Number six, knowing that God is able to meet your every need.
2 Corinthians 9:8 in the New International Reader's Version. And God is able to shower all kinds of blessings on you. In all things and at all times, you will have everything you need. You will do more and more good works. And Ephesians 3:20. Wow. Ephesians 3:20. This in the New International Reader's Version says, God is able to do far more than we could ever ask or imagine. He does everything by his power that is working in us.
No question. God is able and he will do what he says he will do. Number seven, when you know that God will do what he says he'll do, you are accepted as a person of strong faith.
Romans 4:21. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Romans 4:22, this in the Contemporary English Version says, so God accepted him.
Honey, that's what we want.
Yeah.
It's what you should want. For God to accept us as people of strong faith. In fact, that'll be our prayer for each of you today.
That's right.
And should be your prayer for yourself. To be a strong person.
When you look back on those first scriptures, honey, where it talks about visualizing and looking at those things that be not as though they were. You know, when you set out to do something, I'm just going to use a common everyday example. When you set out to plant a flower garden or plant something in your yard, you visualize it. You think about what it is you want, and then you go and you buy the materials and you put it together. That's really what God is asking us to do when he gives us a promise. We need to see that promise coming to pass. And you know, the enemy, oh, that cruel and mean enemy, he tries to take us off path. But if God said it, then is there anything in this entire world that can keep it from coming to pass? And if you haven't seen the promise, or you're looking at something with a promise, and you just haven't seen it yet. The point of it is, you just haven't seen it yet. You don't need to, you just need, if you don't understand everything, just put it on a shelf and have faith in God that he will reveal it at the proper time it needs to be revealed.
He will do what his word says
he will do.
Don't doubt, doesn't matter how difficult the adversity you're facing at this very moment, you got to know. As we said earlier, God is not a man that he should lie. Has he not said it?
Will
it not
come
to
pass?
Hallelujah. Go to haroldherring.com. Check out this week's 2-minute video. If you've been blessed by the teaching, up at the top where it says, sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. Until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.